Oh, yeah, the name of the song is Fly. Oh, I got it. All right. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. And we got news over the weekend that a police investigation is underway after a passenger plane approaching Heathrow Airport flew into what he believed to have been a drone. Now, this is some scary stuff. A lot of drones out there. I believe I read earlier that there were like 583 drones that pilots have seen, but they never interfered with the operation of the aircraft.
Until now.
So on the line with us right now is a commercial pilot who's also a listener, and his name is Steve Derevy. How are you, Steve?
I'm great. How are you, Wendy?
Well, I'm pretty scared. I'm not a really good flyer to begin with, and this was a British Airways flight from Geneva, 132 passengers, 5 crew members on board, and it was approaching the London Heathrow Airport, and it was hit on its descent and approaching the runway. Now, everything turned out to be okay, but this could have been terrible.
It could have been. Yeah, it's... unfortunately, we're seeing more and more of these kind of incidents. It's out there. It's just really it's been a matter of time someone actually ran into one.
Steve, what happens in your training as a pilot? Is there something that they tell you to be more mindful of now that drones are so much a bigger part of the landscape?
No, this is a matter of adapting to the reality of a new technology that's out there. That we always, anytime we're on an approach or on a takeoff from any airport, major airport, our eyes are outside and we're looking for anything that might be out there. And there's at any major airport, there can be any number of things that might be out there. Small airplanes, other airplanes that may not be talking to air traffic control or whatever. So our eyes are outside watching, and these drones are difficult because they're so small and they're so hard to see.
And this, some of the information we got from this particular story, BBC.com, flying a drone near an airport can already be punished with up to 5 years in prison. Rules forbid them from flying them beyond the direct unaided line of sight of the operator or near buildings and crowds of people. And drones may not fly above 400 feet. Well, when you're landing,
at some point you're below the 400-foot line.
I know. So, but you'd think that people who have drones would not be flying them near an airport for fear that maybe there could be.
You would think that, but you also have to realize that you or I could go down to a store, one of these big box stores this afternoon and go buy one of these things and go out and be flying it within an hour. And there's no test of federal aviation regulations or anything else. Somebody can go and buy one and launch it and fly it. And that's the problem with these things, is that there's very little regulation on them, and there's very little education, and it's a piece of technology that is there, and it hasn't been thought out by the regulators yet, and it's a little bit scary right now. With so many of them out there.
I have a question. Steve Derevy on the line with us. He's a listener and he is a commercial pilot. And I know that I've heard that birds can really cause a problem if there is a bird strike or if it's sucked into the engine. I want to ask you, what happens? What damage can a bird do? And then would drones be maybe worse?
Well, they probably would be worse. Most of these modern jet engines have been tested to ingest a pretty good-sized bird. And, most of the time, if you hit a bird, you're only going to hit it in one engine. Now, Captain Sullenberger out in New York, just had the misfortune of hitting two, knocked out both of his engines, and everybody remembers, what happened with that flight. It was a pretty amazing and heroic effort, but generally, if something like that happens, it's not going to knock out both engines. But a drone is it's a lot of mechanical parts, and it's metal and it's plastic and all kinds of things. They come. I've seen them in all kinds of different sizes. And you get one of these drones that is of a larger size, it would definitely do a number on a jet engine.
And couldn't it crack the windshield as well if you hit it at the right spot?
Oh, definitely. You know, we're going on an approach. You know, we're anywhere between 150 miles an hour and 250 miles an hour, and you hit something at that speed, and it's going to do some significant damage.
Steve, Wendy had mentioned earlier that there were 500 and some odd incidents of pilots reporting seeing drones while the plane was up in the air. Just by virtue of that number, does that mean when they see them that they're a little bit too close for comfort?
Well, if you can see them, they're probably too close for comfort because they're hard to see to start with. I've seen two. In the last year,
really?
I've seen one on an approach to Kennedy Airport in New York, and another one on an approach to Los Angeles International.
So, what's your move when you see it? What do you do then?
Well, you know, the difficult thing from our perspective is that it's difficult to see what direction it's moving. You know, it's very small, and it's there. You know, there's no pointy end on a drone, you know. So you really don't know which way it's going. And you know where you're going and where your flight path is. And sometimes you can see if it's headed in your direction. The two that I've seen were not converging, appear to be converging with us, but they were both within a mile of our aircraft. I didn't, in either case, have to take any evasive action, but pilots certainly have. I know in the past year, it's just one of those things. You either fly up, you fly down, or around it to keep from hitting it.
This is probably a really stupid question, Steve, but I'm still amazed that...
No stupid questions, Wendy.
I'll wait till you hear it, Steve.
Well,
hold on.
I'm amazed that airplanes can still stay up in the air, but here's the question. Air traffic control, do they see drones? Are they detectable on their radar?
No. They're so small that they probably don't even show up on their radar. Something has to be of pretty good size to show up in their radar, and we also in most all commercial airplanes and all airplanes that are flying within some distance of the airport have what's called a transponder installed in the airplane, and it sends out a signal to air traffic control, which lights up a little data block on their radar screen so that they can see us and identify who we are and where we're going. Obviously, drone doesn't have that kind of equipment. So, no, they do not see them on their radar.
There's one guy quoted in this article from the BBC.com, and it says, we've seen incidents up at 8,000 feet where drones just have no place to be, so we've got to do something. That's pretty high.
That's pretty high. Generally, you're going to see them below in the neighborhood of 3,000 feet or lower. And it kind of depends on the size of the drone, too. I've seen these things all the way from a small thing about the size of your fist all the way up to something like 2 feet by 2 feet. It's, you know, there's a huge range of sizes and I assume costs of these things as well. So, you know, the bigger these things are, the more damage they could do to an airplane.
Steve, in one of the stories where they were talking about how this is becoming a little bit more prevalent of late, they said that the bigger threat is still laser pointers. Have you had any incidents where somebody's flashing a laser pointer at you while you're flying a plane?
Yeah. Yes.
Go through that with us. What are you blinded by that? I don't understand.
Well, not right away. It's kind of an interesting phenomena that happens. Obviously, it only really affects you at night. What happens is that you'll first notice like a green kind of, if it's a green laser, and normally they are, there's those laser pointers, it'll hit the cockpit glass, which acts as kind of a prism, and it kind of splashes green light around the cockpit. Your first inclination is, well, what's that and where is it coming from, and to look at it. Well, that's obviously the wrong
right.
thing to do. But we've seen lasers that have hit us four or five times in the matter of a very short period of time, a matter of a minute. It's a technology that people have gotten a hold of, and it's something that, you know, I don't know what, to me, I don't know what goes through somebody's mind that decides to point a laser at an airplane. It's kind of a foreign concept, but there's people out there that just think that that's something, you know, that they want to do. And I don't know why, but
I don't get it either.
It can be very dangerous, and it can blind people, and it has caused pilots to lose their night vision for at least a short period of time.
Wow,
that's scary. Steve Darabee, thank you so much for talking with us about it.
It's been my pleasure.
You can now put your tray table down and prepare for landing, because I believe we're wrapping this up, and we'd love to talk to you again.
Anytime, Wendy. Anytime.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great week.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. You too.
All right. Take care. Bye.
And we have to go live now to the newsroom. Steve Bertrand has some breaking news.
Well, I just want to let you know of a situation that's developing in Beecher, Illinois, and we don't know very much yet other than that emergency crews have been called to the home of Milt Pappas, the former great Chicago Cub. The pitcher threw a no-hitter in the 70s, and the police chief told me just a few minutes ago that there have been representatives from the coroner's office called as well. So we don't know exactly what might be transpiring there, but certainly a variety of emergency personnel have responded to the home of Milt Pappas this afternoon in Will County. So we're following that, trying to get as much information as we can, and we'll let you know more as soon as we have more.
Thank you, Steve. We'll all be following that story greatly throughout the day. And hoping for the best for Milt Pappas and whatever's going on there in Beecher, Illinois. A quick break and then more show, Bill and Wendy WGN.